You know, many of us have very fond memories over the last 30 years or so of going out to the Four Seasons Resort and Club and going to the Byron Nelson. We've done a lot of CEO spotlights from there with a lot of really famous people. But after $55 million of renovation, it has reemerged about the last year or so as the Ritz-Carlton Dallas Las Colinas. And they have virtually a brand new manager, too, who's just joined them. Gunter Merrill is the general manager of the Ritz-Carlton Dallas Las Colinas and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. I mean, it really is. It was an institution, right? It was probably one of the draws that got a lot of people out of Dallas and Fort Worth and allowed them to discover Las Colinas.
Yeah, I think being here for 3 months, right, I've been off the told a lot of stories and the history of this place, and it's really kind of a pleasure being here and learning a little bit more about what this actually meant to the community here.
Well, and it's an interesting place too, because it's sort of a combination, you know, business and leisure hotel and I guess resort, but also a golf club. Are you marketing it more as a resort than anything else?
You know, that's actually an interesting way of looking at this. I do believe that this particular resort has become more and more a destination, right? I think golf is hugely important here. The Nelson Sports Club, certainly a huge draw for a lot of members, locals that live here. But in general, the resort really has kind of repositioned itself a destination place, right? It is more than just golf.
And I noticed, you know, of the, I think, $55 million that was spent, you know, in the transformation, a lot of it was spent around the pool area, which makes me think even more like a resort.
So actually, it's a little more. They spent $65 million on it, right?
Wow.
But, of course, the experience around, you know, in a resort in this particular market, the pool experience is hugely important, right? Families that come here on weekends in summer, you see incredible amount of kids around that really enjoy that environment.
You know, but it's interesting the way this area is shaping up. I would think that it becomes also a destination for business people from out of town who know the brand Ritz-Carlton and want to stay there. You know, Wells Fargo just finishing off I think they'll have 5,000 or 6,000 people not too far from you. I would think that you get more business travel too.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, there is obviously an enormous amount of corporate business in this market, right? And I think that that certainly to have a resort like this is a draw. I would also tell you from a location perspective, I mean, how much better can you get from an airlift perspective? You have Dallas-Fort Worth, you have Love Field. It is really ideal for a business traveler to both come and visit their headquarters or actually hold a meeting here, right? It is so convenient from an airlift perspective as well, which is really unique to other cities.
Well, and there are a lot of people that have corporate meetings out there that where people can fly in and I guess what, stay at the hotel and spend a couple of days in meetings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about what's coming. I'm sure you know by now, I've heard the World Cup is coming. And evidently, an awful lot of people are coming along with it. Will you be part of that campaign?
So we, like with most hotels, I think in the market, there will certainly be some portions of that affecting us. We are very excited about it. I do think that it will be a huge boost to our resort, but of course the market in general. It will create excitement, and we are like most hotels engaging FIFA and that World Cup is to some extent on rooms and what some of their requirements are. But it's certainly going to be a fantastic thing to be. Myself being a huge soccer fan, I can't really wait to be part of this here. It's going to be phenomenal.
Well, what you did, then you need to attract some of the countries that are going to be here and put them up at your hotel.
Yeah, well, I think what we're going to see here most likely is a lot of travelers that come in to go to the individual games. I'm sure there will be some corporate sponsors that will take rooms here. And FIFA itself, we most probably have a little bit of a block as well for some of their their customers, or they are actually people that run that tournament.
Well, so you've been through the system for a long time. I was looking. You've worked all over the world, and you were just, what, at the Ritz-Carlton most recently in Atlanta. Is that right?
Actually, I was at the St. Regis, one of our other brands.
St. Regis,
one of our other brands, yeah.
So what's your plan for the Ritz-Carlton Dallas Las Colinas?
So, yeah, I think the positioning as a destination resort for the local market, I think it is a phenomenal venue. It is a phenomenal resort. And if you want to have a quick weekend getaway for a few days with your family, I mean, what's not to like, right? You are in a beautiful area. You are easy to get to without having a, you know, 3, 4, 5 hour drive to see some of the other resorts. So our goal is to really continue to establish ourselves as a kind of an in-town resort sort of, right? Where a guest can get in for a quick weekend getaway or a special celebration, hang out at the pool, play a round of golf, those kind of things. The other piece is of course, like with anything else, is our group business, right? Our meetings business, our social business, the weddings. So continue driving that business and making sure that the customer that comes here gets the full Ritz-Carlton experience in our property.
You know, and it's interesting. I look at the name, and my sense is there is a method behind this, that some marketing people decided this is what to do. You are the Ritz-Carlton Dallas, Las Colinas. Of course, there's a Ritz-Carlton in downtown Dallas, but you're Ritz-Carlton Dallas, Las Colinas, not Ritz-Carlton Irving, Las Colinas.
Yeah, I do. Listen, personally, before I actually took this job, I didn't know much about the area here, and I do have to say, Las Colinas has a fabulous ring to it, wouldn't you say?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think from a marketing perspective, they certainly paid attention to that. It sounds fantastic, and it gives it a little bit of extra cachet. I mean, it's a beautiful name.
Well, and like I said, Ritz-Carlton has a cachet, too. Yeah. In fact, let me ask you, there used to be, I think it was called the Ritz-Carlton $2,000 rule, which said that it was a service policy, and any employee could spend up to $2,000 to fix an issue for a guest. Is that still true?
And that still exists. If any employee, we don't call them employees, they are ladies and gentlemen, right? Our ladies and gentlemen have the ability to go and spend, if they feel, $2,000 on any of our guests if there is a service issue or anything. So they have complete discretion doing that.
That is really something. Well, look, enjoy the area. It's nice to have you here. We'll come out and visit you at the Ritz-Carlton Dallas Las Colinas. That's the new branding for me anyway. And the general manager is Guntram Merle. Thanks a lot for the time.
No, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.